Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. One of my favorite blogs is called Pause. It's written by Pastor Sally Howell Johnson at Hennepin Avenue Methodist in downtown Minneapolis. Several years ago, she wrote about a daily encounter she has with the receptionist at her church. The story left a lasting impact on me. In fact, it's permanently changed a pattern of my behavior. Pastor Johnson shared that every morning she and the receptionist predictably exchange good mornings when they first arrive at the office. Pastor Johnson follows the greeting with, "How are you?" And the receptionist always replies, "Blessed." Pastor Johnson writes, "I know that she says this even when she doesn't feel it, but I never think of it as being inauthentic. I believe she holds the idea that to state her blessedness reflects a deep knowing of God's presence in her life, and that even on bad days, to proclaim oneself as blessed helps the feeling to grow and materialize." Understanding our blessedness is a true gift. It helps keep the world in perspective. It keeps our troubles in perspective. It opens us to the pain and sorrow of others, and it allows our compassion and empathy to grow. Understanding our blessings helps us to live a life of gratitude, naming to ourselves and those around us the depth of goodness that comes into our lives each and every day. Tonight, we conclude our midweek sermon series, The Cup of Life. And let me take this moment to say thank you. It's been a blessing to worship with you each week, to get to know some of you, to be part of your community. We've focused on how an ordinary cup can be a metaphor for our spiritual lives. A cup holds something to drink and is part of every single day. It fills and empties over and over again. A thread that runs throughout Scripture is that God desires to be in a relationship with us every day and in every moment. God doesn't want to be set aside, stored on a shelf, and referenced once in a while. Like a cup, our relationship with God has meaning when it is a regular part of our life. And like the contents of a cup, that relationship ebbs and flows. Joyce Rupp writes, "The spiritual journey is a constant process of emptying and filling, of giving and receiving, of accepting and letting go." We've explored the empty cup, the chipped cup, the broken cup, and the cup of compassion. And a special thank you tonight to Lisa Swenson, who enhanced our worship experience with her beautiful artwork. I've looked forward to seeing the image each week and am grateful for the way that it has lifted up our theme. Tonight, our focus is the blessing cup, and Psalm 23 is the scripture we're using to frame that focus. Psalm 23 uses beautiful imagery to capture a perspective of being blessed. It's a favorite psalm for so many people, one that's been memorized by people over thousands of years. One that served as a great source of hope and strength and comfort when people go through a trying time in their life. It's considered one of the Psalms of Trust, which Luther Seminary professor Rolf Jacobson points out is born out of a situation of crisis. Psalm 23 acknowledges the reality that life can be very difficult at times. You will find yourself walking through the darkest valley and sitting at a table in the presence of my enemies. Difficult circumstances persist, but the psalmist chooses to trust God's promise of presence so that I fear no evil and know that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I think it's interesting to know that that word follow actually is better translated as pursues. So goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life. This psalm is a response to God's promised presence, a response to God's ongoing blessings that pour out for the world. God's intention to bless humanity is a theme that runs throughout the Bible. The history of Israel begins with the promise of blessing. The sin, which dominates those early chapters in Genesis, was countered by God's promise to Abraham that all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. To be blessed is to be granted special favor by God. In the Old Testament, it was understood that a blessing led to prosperity and success. A blessing communicated interaction with the divine. In the New Testament, the emphasis shifts from material goods to spiritual strength. And again, I quote Joyce Rupp from her book that we've been using throughout this series. Anyone and anything that brings good or godness into our lives is a blessing. To bless is to bring the touch of God, the touch of love and goodness to another by our presence as well as our actions. Blessings are a greeting from God saying, I care about you. I desire what will be for your good. Of course, blessings aren't always a feel-good in the moment experience. Sometimes it is only with hindsight that we recognize a blessing. When I was in college just a few years ago, I was fortunate to be able to study overseas. I spent a semester at Chiang Mai University in Thailand. During the Christmas break, I ventured off to explore more of the world. It was 10 great days of incredible adventure. And then on the last day of that break, someone found their way into my room and stole all my stuff. Passport gone. Money gone. Traveler's checks. Do you even remember those? Some people have never even heard of them that are in this room. Traveler's checks gone. Everything gone. And so there I was, all alone, in a country whose language I couldn't speak, in a room I couldn't pay for, with no money, no identification, and no idea about what to do next. By the grace of God, as you can see, I found my way out of that mess and made my way back to campus in Chiang Mai. I got there safe and sound. It took me 7 whole days. But here's the thing. When I reflect on that trip, even these many years later, I am always in awe of all of the ways in which I was blessed. Just the right people showing up at just the right time, able to help me in just the right way. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. Can't make sense of it. But trusting in the promise of God's presence with me gave me courage to receive the blessings poured out by God through the people I encountered every step of the way. To understand that you are blessed doesn't mean that you avoid or ignore the pain and suffering that's part of life. To know you are blessed is a confession that you trust in the promise of God's presence and activity even in the midst of difficult circumstances. And just as we receive God's blessings in Christ, then we are called to be a source of blessing to the world. I like the picture that Maya Angelou paints with her words when she writes, "The thing that to do, it seems to me, is to prepare yourself so you can be a rainbow in someone else's cloud." Isn't that a great phrase? To think of ourselves as blessings is to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. It's a beautiful image to consider as we think about what it means to be blessed by God and to respond intentionally to be a blessing in the world. Now, tonight I've asked you to do something a little different. For the past 5 weeks, we've taken some time to hold the cups that we've brought and with using our imaginations, enter into a conversation with God about what's on our mind or in our heart as it connects to the aspect of the cup that we're talking about, be it broken or chipped or compassion. Tonight, I asked you to leave your cups at the table. So if you didn't, it's okay to make your way over there and put your cup on the table. We're among friends. We have the time. It's not critical. So I'm going to walk over there right now so people don't feel like they're the only ones walking to that space. I wanted you to be able to see the variety here. Someone even sacrificed an actual beverage. That's impressive. I asked you to leave your cups here so that during the service you could see this collection of cups. And we have a few more coming. Now, there are some on here that look the same, but don't let that fool you, because each and every one has a story, has been held by somebody else, has been a part of a particular activity. So don't let the looks fool you that these are all the same. They too bring a unique story to the table. And I want you to see this as a metaphor for who you are as a community of faith. Each of you brings a unique perspective to this place and to the places where you are present away from here. Each of you has different gifts. All of you seek to grow in your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. All of you are one in identity as baptized children of God. Have you ever thought about this, that all of you share a divine purpose? To give glory to your Father in heaven. Another experiment. If you put your finger up on your neck and you feel the blood pulsing, you sense your heartbeat. Every one of us brings that to this space. We share an incredible gift of life, and our identity is in Christ. How amazing it is that God chooses still to create each and every one unique with unique gifts. So here's the thought for tonight. You are all a bunch of cups. How do you like that? Have you heard that before in church? Hopefully these past weeks have helped you to embrace that constant process that we talked about of emptying and filling, of giving and receiving, of accepting and of letting go. There are two questions that are printed on the back of your bulletin. There's been two different questions every week. And I encourage you to use those in the coming days to shape your day, to shape your time in prayer. Name people who have been or who are a blessing to you. And then to begin your day with a prayer of something that you're thankful for. I hope you'll live with these questions. But my prayer for you, too, is that God's promise, which is clearly articulated in the psalm that we read together and is clearly revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, my prayer is that God's promise takes hold of you, that God is with you, present for you, and so loves you that he's willing to give his life for you. Join me in prayer asking for God's blessings to pour out, spill over, and be shared through these bunch of cups, which is to say, through you. Let us pray. Extravagant God, you are generous beyond understanding. In the blessing of baptism, you claim us as your children. We belong to you. We praise you for the endless outpouring of your love, for the immensity of your kindness and mercy, for the great promise of your steadfast presence. As we take these cups home, let them serve as a reminder of your promise that you meet us in the ordinary places of our lives. And then may your goodness radiate from each person here so that with good courage, they bring the blessing of your loving touch to each person with whom they share life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.